Minimal filters. Two dudes, one tiny ass apartment. Does it get any more Disney than this?
Relatable delinquents who talk about life,
alcohol consumption,
athletics,
partying,
university lifestyle,
coitus,
and everything in between.
A lifestyle podcast for young adults who don't know what's going on.
Wait.
That's not how it works.
I'm Nathan Baylor.
I'm Caleb Bluestein.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minimal Filters.
Minimal Filters. Minimal Filters.
Two guys who really don't know what's going on.
Welcome to episode Michael Jordan of Minimal Filters. In a world where Kanye's biggest enemy is Pete Davidson, and they're still somehow making the TV show Ridiculousness, Caleb and I bring you a nice laid-back pod of the world's greatest university podcast. Today we keep it simple. We talk about crackheads, cigarettes, and we bring back our fans' favorite segment where you make us look like complete idiots by asking us questions. Yes, it is our Ask MF segment. After all of that, we of course disinfect the show with our shower thoughts of the day. Kale?
Yeah, what's up?
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you, Nathan?
I'm good. Not too much exciting. You got anything new in your life going on, or?
No. I mean, it's been a couple days since I've seen you, so this is a little fucking reunite. I've been house sitting,
dog sitting. It's called reunion.
Reunite?
Yeah, we reunited, but like the way you phrased it was just completely grammatically
yeah,
wrong.
Whatever. Nice to see you too.
Yeah, nice to see you too.
But yeah, no, nothing's crazy happened in my life. It's reading week right now from school, so happy reading week, everyone.
Yeah, congrats. You made it this far.
Yeah, I made it this far. I guess this is the halfway point, is it not, of semester two, winter semester?
I think for most people.
It's weird because first semester, like MRU, my school, has a way different break than UFC and State. You don't even have one.
I don't even get a reading break, which is weird.
But this fucking week, every school in like the fucking world seems. Lethbridge actually calls it Mental Health Week, which is actually a lot smarter.
It's a good way to put it.
You have no school.
Yeah, I think when it comes to reading week, I mean, there's two approaches. It's either you take it as, you know what, I'm going to get a lot of school done and I'm going to like prepare myself for the second half. Or it's like, I have a week off, I might as well just go get drunk every night I possibly can.
Which is what I did last reading week. I did the second way there. I basically went on a 4-day bender.
Yeah, it's like good for you, I guess. I don't really know what else to say to that one.
Well, this one I can't. Because like I said, Lethbridge calls it mental health, but for MRU it's just reading week. So you literally have a fuckload of
school. Do you actually read?
No, actually I do have to. I have to read a fucking chapter in this leadership book about some guy who like saved lives from a fire.
Cool. Do you want to know who one of our world's greatest leaders of all time was?
Kanye.
His name rhymes with Adolf Hitler.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding. He was a terrible leader.
He was actually a great leader. Just
wrong motives. Yeah. Wrong motives to lead. I think that's the best way to put it. All right. Well, I guess like I just have a couple housekeeping things I kind of want to talk about that's going on in my life.
Go ahead.
The other day, I was just chilling at a gas station, you know, nice Red Bull in my hand. What else are you supposed to get at a gas station besides a Red Bull?
Twinkies.
Yeah, I guess if you want to. But, you know, some kid in front of me, I couldn't tell if he was just being dumb or if he just wanted the cashier to know that he clearly was not 18. But he gets to the front and he goes, do you sell single cigarettes? And I'm like, you know, as someone who like doesn't smoke cigarettes, and even I didn't at like when I was fresh 18 and younger, but I was smart enough to understand that you have to buy a pack of cigarettes even before I was 18. Yeah. So, I mean, this poor kid just absolutely toyed himself.
Did he end up getting like a full pack or like what happened?
No, she goes, no, we don't sell those. And he goes, oh, okay. And he backs off the register. And then he goes and like, obviously he calls his buddy or something. He made it pretty obvious that he was calling someone asking him, oh, what do I get here? And then obviously I went up there and bought my King Can of Red Bull.
Nice.
It was 8 p.m. actually when I bought that too. So just a bit of a flex for you guys there.
Man, if that cashier smoked, he should have been like, yeah, that'll be $5. Turn around, like grab one of his own darts and just sell it to the kid so he makes his own kind of pocket money.
It's black market shit, hey? I think there's too many cameras at gas stations.
Yeah.
I feel like if there's one place in the world that you can't commit crimes, it's gas stations.
Well,
no one ever commits crimes at gas stations.
You mean no one ever gets away with... People commit crimes at gas stations all the fucking time.
Right? Not that I've ever seen. I've never been there.
No, that's kind of fucked up, though. And it makes me wonder, too. I think like, in the States, maybe he's American, because in the States, I'm pretty sure you can either, maybe not at the gas station, but I swear there's places where you can buy single cigarettes. I think it might honestly be, like, in bars. Like, bars you can smoke.
Don't they have, like, it's kind of like a vending machine kind of style thing?
Like, yeah, for condoms, and, like, I think there's tampons for girls.
Yeah, I know in the, there was a documentary I watched one time where drugs are such a thing in certain places in, like, Australia and stuff, that they have, they dispense straws in bathrooms so people can do cocaine, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you ever want to do cocaine, go to Australia.
Yeah.
Apparently it's allowed there.
Or just fucking walk down to any street corner in Calgary and ask someone. They probably have it too.
Yeah, I mean, it's Calgary. It's downtown. My other thing I wanted to go over, so I went for a late night McDonald's run. It was about 1 a.m.
That's really late.
And I mean, it's downtown, so obviously there's going to be homeless people out there, right?
Yeah.
And this fucking lady did a full, like, there was probably like 15 cars, and she went to every single one's window. She comes up to your window and asks you to roll it down, so like, you roll it down. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just need a ride home. Like, I'm freezing. I need to get home. Like, can you give me some money? I go, no, I'm sorry. I don't carry any cash. She goes, proceeds, does another lap. Like, literally hits every single car again. Comes back again to our car. And she goes, oh, like, any change, any money at all. It's just, I need to get home. And I go, sorry, I just don't carry cash. Like,
I didn't carry cash first.
She goes, okay. Can you guess where I saw her 15 minutes later?
McDonald's drive-thru?
No, I saw her outside of a fucking liquor store.
Yeah.
Literally walking into a liquor store 15 minutes later with everyone's fucking pity money that they gave her.
It's actually, that's so mad. Even like, I think the most common place I've seen homeless people was just kind of right by the lights at Chinook Mall. And there's an A&W right there. That's exactly where they go. They get enough, like, maybe $2.50 for like a fucking, I don't know, buddy burger, and go get a burger and then just repeat. That's where they eat all their meals.
Well, yeah, but the moral of the story is that this lady just fucking swindled everyone so she could get fucking more fucked up.
Maybe she wasn't even homeless. She just wanted a fucking bottle of wine for her apartment. She's like, fuck.
She just wanted it. People. That's pretty scummy. I mean, I think the most scummy thing I've ever done in regards to that is there one time...
Bottle drive.
A couple of us faked a bottle drive.
Yeah, that's so fucked up.
When I was like 16.
What was it for again, your bottle drive?
We said it was for a street hockey team.
Yeah, and how much money did you make? Like 50 bucks?
Made $70 enough for 2 12 packs, and then after that we all questioned ourselves and we never did it again.
That's like your conscience is gonna be like,
oh yeah. We got like that. We wore jerseys and stuff too to like sell it, and they're like, some people were like, You really need money for this? And I was just like, yo, the entry fee is like $500, and we're just hoping we can help out.
What if you ended up fucking actually knocking on your coach's door?
what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. No, I felt pretty scummy after that. But I mean, you live and learn, right?
Dude, homeless people are actually like, obviously they're not well off to begin with, but no one carries cash anymore nowadays. It's all just cards, so they're going to run out of fucking shit.
I know. And I've always wondered, I was like, if you're a next level homeless person, you should legit save up your money and then like get like buy one of those like square things, like where you just tap money for it, right? That businesses use, like, oh, it's a mobile true. Like debit machine.
Those are probably really expensive.
Yeah, but think about it. If they saved up a couple $100, man.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people that they could swindle? Like, because everyone's like, I don't carry cash. Like, that's the best excuse to use right now on them. But if they pull out a square thing and they're like, oh, all you gotta do is tap on here.
fuck. Dude, and they could probably fucking program it too, where like it just takes all of your fucking money off your card.
It maxes out. It does a maximum transaction.
I wonder if this happened before. I feel like someone's got to before. I've already like tried that.
I don't know. I feel like at that point people are like, fuck you. Like, you literally have this machine and you're fucking asking for money. Like,
yeah, fuck.
Moral of the story is like, I get some homeless people, like, they've just had shitty lives, but other people are just dirtbags and shit like that. So.
And, like, I've always seen this one guy, too, in our street. He's always nice, but you never know. Maybe he's also, like, the fucking dirtbag behind the scenes.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, I'm not going to judge a person based upon their situation, but anyways, fuck that lady.
Yeah.
Going to get a 12 or almost as bad as what I did, but.
I mean, I low-key respect it. It's a hustle. She fucking hustled you.
Yeah. So. Honestly, if you think about it, homeless people are just like the lowest level of con artists.
That's exactly what they are. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for them though. I mean, they make a living in somehow, whatever you want to classify as a living in their case.
Well, they're alive.
All right. That's all I got. You ready to throw it over?
I got one last thing before I throw it over. It's quick though too.
Let's do that.
Wordle sucks now.
I haven't done it for a few days.
It sucks. Ever since New York Times bought it, man, they're not even words. Today the word was trove. T-R-O-V-E. What's that, Nathan? Exactly. You don't know. It's and there's been like fucking 5 of the last 6 days. It's words they had to fucking Google out.
I know. I actually liked it the first few times because like their words that almost everyone uses, right? Like they were
common words.
They were, you know, it was like under and like, you know, like other, like just words that like everyone used and understood. But as soon as you get into this complicated stuff, it's like, why the fuck would I do this? I don't know.
Wordle started as, it was literally a gentleman who made this word game for his wife during quarantine because she loved word games, and then he ended up just selling it to New York Times for $16 million. And now it sucks.
Not a big deal. Yeah.
So. All right, that's it.
Moral of the story is New York people just ruin everything. So, and you know what's funny about that?
Nothing.
Majority of New York is actually homeless. Homeless people just suck.
New York's just all fucking just hustle.
Yeah, there's, yeah, they suck. All right, let's send it over to, I guess, the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Ask MF. Let's just get right into it.
Do dumbass ones first.
Yeah, let's do the dumbass. Let's just go back and forth. You can read the dumbass ones out, and then I'll read the serious ones. But we'll go back and forth, okay. Right?
First dumbass question, which I guess could actually be intellectual. What is love? Well, it's if you deep. Don't know, go to our last episodes and listen to our love segment because we talk.
Or if you're what's his name? If you're Eminem, did you know love is evil? Just spell it backwards and I'll show you.
Yeah.
That's what love is.
I know. It's actually evil, but...
What is love? Love is being able to shit in front of someone and not feel like you're getting judged.
Yeah, love is being able to fart in front of your significant other and have them laugh instead of make fun of you and disgust.
That's love.
It's funny because like I've been with girls before... For long enough periods of time when you think I would be comfortable to fart in front of them. But it's not that I'm not comfortable on my behalf. It's that I don't want them to smell my fart and then be like, that's what kills fart smelling.
No, I remember there were times when I was with girls for a while and I would legit
dark days, man.
Walk out of the room we're hanging out in and go to the washroom to fart because I felt so bad.
That's the problem with our fucking one bathroom apartment is that if you got to go anywhere to fart, you had to go in the fucking hallway.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I know.
Yeah, I mean, if you want the real answer of love, you're not going to get the real answer here, but that's all we got. I hope that was enough, because that's what love is to us here.
First serious one, what are you both studying in school?
I think we've had answers before. I'm studying sports and recreation management right now. It's an HPED degree, which is health and physical education. That's really all I can say to it now. I'm just in my first year out of four, so there's lots more to discover and see what I'm going to do with it. It's like one of those degrees where it's so broad, you can get into a lot of places, but just like entry level, and then obviously you got to fucking... It's not like a set degree of like fucking a lawyer, where after that school you're literally a lawyer, or nursing, where after you're literally a nurse. There's lots of shit to do with this, so basically just a degree to say I have a degree.
Thank you, Kale.
Yeah.
I am getting my bachelor's in business, and then I'm going to be majoring in accounting. After I get my degree, I hope of getting my CPA, because that's a designation that I feel like I can take with a lot of things.
Where you make bank.
What I'll do is we're going to ask this serious one also right after, because it just has kind of along the same lines as this. Do you have a thought of taking a different career path than the one you're on pace for now? No, I plan on being a podcaster for life.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the path I'm on right now, no, it's going the way I want it.
No, I don't know. I'm at the mentality that like everything happens for a reason. And for me, I don't know if this is the path that I'm going to take career wise. I'm 21. I feel like until you have kids, you can do whatever fuck you want with your career.
So true. Or until like you fucking.
Until people rely on you. Yeah, I feel like until then, but. For me, I think I'm on the right path, but we'll see. I mean, I'm fucking 21 years old. I got plenty of time to figure this shit out.
And for those of you who, we never posted it, but about 3.5 months ago now, we were on Sheila Mack's radio show host, or radio show, I guess, and kind of a similar question like this. And my answer, which I'll say the same, my mind hasn't changed. I'm basically just like a fucking living the day. Like living the now. If something happens tomorrow, that changes everything. It happens. But as far as my career path I'm going right now, I'm not really on any particular path. I basically just fucking, like, I have a job where I work for the government and I'm in school in sports. There's just so much that could happen when, like you said, when you're 21 years old.
Tomorrow we could be
fucking, I don't know, starting a new job somewhere else. Yeah. Or, I don't know.
You're just chilling, man.
So, I don't know. Technically, I'm not on really a specific path right now until I'm like, 25 or until someone has to rely on me for something.
I also don't think... like you have any pressure. I think there are people who put pressure on themselves like right out of high school or like in your early 20s to be like, I have to figure out what I'm doing. It's like, no, you don't.
Even like, and no offense you to really the kids don't. Who entered post-secondary immediately after high school, but Fuck, that was dumb. No offense. That was stupid.
Maybe they knew what they were doing, though. It's different for everyone.
But no, right? You don't know what you're
it's
doing
like,
until
it's like COVID. It's like the effects of COVID. It's different for everyone.
Yeah, true.
COVID is literally like life in general.
Wow. Wow. That's yeah. crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I think you're everyone.
Let's get some funnier ones right. here. I feel like we've been talking too much.
Nathan, do you like hedgehogs? Because I like hedgehogs.
Whoever wrote this question, fuck you.
Well, do you like hedgehogs?
I don't like hedgehogs.
I don't either. They're nothing like they're cute, but there's like, why does it look like cute when it's actually dangerous?
They're like porcupines, but like misleading because they have cute faces.
That's exactly, yeah. Literally, like, why does it look so
darn? Why does it look so darn adorable?
Yeah, but it's literally got spikes. I think they can. Can they shoot their spikes? Like, are they like as sharp as porcupines? You don't know the answer.
No. I'm not a porcupine expert.
You want another serious one, or should I do this?
Let's just go with some funny ones here.
Which one of you would be more likely to ruin the chance of you getting your damage deposit back?
It's tough. I think it would be you. I'm not really a violent person.
Probably me. Yeah. It'd honestly be probably a combination of us drunk. I feel.
I absolutely would agree with that. I feel like that's.
Well. Fucking some asshole, or like one of our first parties, already broke our screen door, which we could pop back on. We just haven't. We've been too lazy. We've had our couch rub a nice ugly black mark on our wall. We've hung up posters with nails and shit, but that doesn't really count as damage. I don't think there's gonna be much we can do unless we're drunk.
Our place isn't
big enough to fucking.
I think the worst thing that ever happened was when our buddy decided to light up a cigarette at our kitchen table.
Yeah, that could have caught the fire.
I could have done a lot of stupid shit.
I would never light a cigarette in this apartment.
Yeah, I actually don't know how we didn't get in trouble for that, but whatever.
I get it.
Kale, I think this is being said before, but do you really think you don't have a certain type? I mean, to be fair, you've dated a tall blonde and a short brunette, so maybe you just like the soul. What about you, Nathan? You seem to have only dated bitches. Sorry.
Well, on that.
I mean, I've only dated one person. I'm not going to say they're that, but...
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have a type. It just... I like that person said, like, they said that you go for different people, so I do feel like I've just gone for different types of people.
Maybe
I have only gone for bitches. I don't know, man. I think everyone has good souls, except for certain people who I dated.
Yeah, fair. It's one way to fucking swing that question. No, I don't know. It's funny, too. I've never been able to fully answer like exactly what I want, because that's true. I do like the soul and their heart is the most important thing. And that's kind of funny. I've literally dated a tall blonde and a short brunette. So there, that's the widest range you can possibly ask for right there. Yeah, I don't know. I just like heart and soul is the most important thing.
Yeah, you're definitely a personality first
ass.
Type.
fucking absolute fat ass, too.
I personally think that you'd be a really good contestant on Love is Blind. I feel like you would fall for someone.
Fuck, man. That shit's scary. I probably would, because just if they say the right things, I'm like, hell yeah.
I'm watching that. I watched that show. I only watched two episodes today, and I'm telling you, man, they're the most cringy human beings ever. Like,
was season one a while ago?
Yeah, it was like pre-COVID.
Okay. So it's more like there's a little wall.
Yeah. Dude, and they're like some of the craziest people. Like, there's this one guy named Shane who... he has two girls that he's talking to right now, like, and he went into the room thinking that the girl was the other one, so he called her by the other girl's name.
Oh, no.
And then he starts going, he's like, oh, like, come on, like, and he was like egging her on. He goes, it's actually Natalie. And she's just so devastated. He's like, why are you? And then he like flipped it on her. He starts going, why are you mad at me? Like, why? I thought you were the other girl. It's like, man, well, and then he spazzed off the show and he goes, I can't do this anymore. And he leaves.
Huh.
So, well, as you can tell, he's the type of guy who would think this would be a good idea to find love.
But I would probably honestly definitely get fucking suckered into falling in love on that show too, 100%.
Yeah, okay. Go back who do you sometimes compare yourself to? I don't compare myself to many people, but a lot of people tell me I look like Charlie Hunnam, so.
No, fuck me, man. No one's ever told you that. You start saying that because you fell in love with fucking Sons of Anarchy, and then you're like, whoa, I'm going to grow my hair out. For 4 months, I'm gonna look exactly like Charlie Hunnam, which you don't. You don't sound like him. You don't have the facial hair he does. You're not built like he is. You look nothing like him.
I feel like you're just being. I feel like you're just being an asshole right now.
Sorry, but because you fucking say that so many goddamn times.
Snapchat told me. the Snapchat filter that said your celebrity lookalike. I was 98% compatible with Charlie Hunnam.
Like, I have a screenshot. I was like 70% compatible with fucking like Kevin Hart or some shit.
You do look like him, yeah. And you're the same height.
A little bit, yeah, facts. Do I, honestly, this is like, I don't know why I just thought of this to answer this question, but this, I mean, thinking on my feet with all these questions, I don't compare myself to really any particular person, but one thing I like to compare myself to some days is shitty actors. In my head, if I see a shitty actor or someone who's like, why are they on TV? Why are they making this
name
money?
One shitty actor.
I can't right now, but just if I'm watching a TV show and there's someone who's like a main character and they suck and they're annoying, honestly, you know who's a shitty actor? Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
I fucking hate her.
Who's the other girl? But Amy again, Schumer. No offense to her, but
right.
Man.
There's so many girls that are
not
just like
funny.
Even men. Actually, more men than girls. I'm not trying to be sexist there. Whoa, relax, everyone. Men too. But if there's a shitty actor in a show, it's like, what did they do to get so fucking lucky that now they have all the money in the world that they need to fucking survive and be happy?
Yeah.
They have a following. Yet here we are grinding a fucking podcast. And it's like,
let's just get some sympathy for us.
Yeah, like, come on.
No, man.
So I don't compare myself to that. I just kind of think of that shit, and it's like, why isn't that me?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've always wished I was just rich automatically or
I
want to
be
famous.
An actor so fucking bad.
Yeah,
man.
Life's easy. I just find it easy.
I can act.
Where do you want to travel? Where have you traveled? I want to travel to Australia.
Me too.
That's one place I think I'll go once I finish school entirely. Where have you traveled? I've only been to North America. I've been to Disney World, I think, 10 times. Disneyland, like 5.
Go every year.
Vegas, Arizona, just U.S. and Canada, really. I haven't been anywhere besides that. Oh, I went to Mexico. Mexico's awesome, obviously. Cool. Besides that,
so
I haven't been out
you've
here.
You've been a lot of places in North America.
Yeah, I guess just North America.
Yeah. I really want to go to Thailand.
Yeah.
Thailand would be fucking sick. Also, like, Costa Rica, somewhere tropical. Where I've been, I've literally only been with basically British Columbia and Saskatchewan, aside from Florida with Nathan's family in 2018, and then I went to Ireland with my ex-girlfriend for a week in, I think, also 2018. But I want to go to Ireland too again. It was fucking fun. Yeah. I didn't have enough time to see out there. But just, and honestly, anywhere warm right now, I wouldn't mind, because it's minus 33 in Calgary right now, folks, so that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead with some. There's like three really short, non-serious ones. You can go with those.
Do you like to read?
No, but I always tell myself that I should be reading books.
Yes, absolutely. I literally got a book for Christmas last year.
Nice.
That I haven't read. It's Tiger Woods. Yeah. And I really want to, but I don't have time.
Yeah, I feel like you do have time. We just decide to watch a show instead.
Yeah, well, because, yeah, we've been grinding on our computers and writing papers all fucking day. Last thing I want to do is read another
paper. Grab a book. Yeah, that's true.
I like TikTok and Candy Crush.
Thoughts on yoga? Here's my dilemma. It kind of is like reading. I know I should be doing it. Quite honestly, I know my body would feel a lot better if I did it. I just don't put the effort into
it. It's funny because in grade 10, I actually took a course that was yoga 100 or something, or yoga 10. And it was literally, I got credits for doing yoga class an hour every single day. At the end of the day, too, it was perfect because we'd do Shavasana at the end, which is basically like sleepy time. And it's so good for your body. Even after I work out, I stretch a lot more now than I used to. But I think yoga would be so good to fucking mend all the pain I have in my body from just being on my
chair. I read this book where it was about...
Oh, so you do read.
Last summer, actually, no, during COVID I did, because I mean, everyone was doing weird shit during COVID.
Yeah.
I read this book where it like just interviewed people and it would ask them basic questions. And one of the questions was, what is one thing that you go in your daily routine and like they always do? Mm-hmm. And the two main answers were literally yoga and meditating. And like they're all successful people. So I think in order for us to be successful, we have to start doing yoga and meditating.
Should we start?
No.
We're good. I was going to say, hopefully we don't.
How do you sleep? Close my eyes, I think.
How do you sleep? Oh, maybe like what position do you sleep in? I
close my eyes.
Yeah, me too. So that's usually how I start. I used to always lay on my stomach, but then that's really bad for your back, and I'm really fucking tall long, so like it's
you're not that tall.
Yeah, you're right. But now I sleep usually in like child's pose, which is weird, but it's like it's the best way to sleep for you, and it puts me right to bed because it just knocks me unconscious.
Yeah. What would you change about yourself if nobody was allowed to judge you? Once again, you people need to get yours figured out. This is fucking embarrassing.
How'd they spell it?
They spelled it you are, like you are combined.
Oh, so, really?
About yourself.
About yourself.
Anyways, what would I change about myself? Probably I'm just too tall, so I probably get a bit shorter to make everyone feel better about themselves. Yeah. So.
Well, even though the question was literally about non-judgment, so it's not like literally the question I'm pretty sure is asking, like, what would you do if, like, no one noticed or, like, made a difference?
Probably dye my hair black.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Bring out my blue eyes.
Fair, I guess, sure. Honestly, the best way to bring out blue eyes is wear a blue shirt.
No.
Yeah. I would wear
a black shirt.
I would probably just dress like an absolute fucking slob. Like, going to school, and, like, a lot of people honestly do, and they don't care about how they look when it comes to dressing, but, like, I always put on, like, a nice pair of jeans and hoodie and, like, a sweater. I never dress, like, in my fucking nines, but if I could, I would literally wear, like, fucking socks, underwear, and, like, a fucking massive ass, like, one of those hoodies, or, like, a Snuggie.
Just move on.
Yeah,
okay. Just move on.
Kale, why don't you shave your feet, LOL? There's supposed to be hair on feet. It's there for a reason. Why would I shave?
Why is it there? Why is there hair on your feet?
Hair's literally on your body to protect. its main job is to protect.
How?
I don't know. It just does, though. Like, protects your skin if... I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But fuck you. I know I have hairy feet. We've gone over this before. I don't shave my feet because then it would grow back and become ingrown and it'd be really itchy. So there. I'm just going to leave it how it is.
This one's for me. Nathan, why are your MF shirts so wrinkly all the time? I'll tell you why. It's made of shitty cotton, and if I dried it, it would fucking shrink, and I would never be able to wear it in public without getting made fun of for wearing tight t-shirts,
which I get made fun of enough. Or do you think it says, why are your motherfucking shirts so wrinkly? They might actually mean, like, mother effing, all of your shirts. Because you do actually...
Oh, I just... Yeah. You know what? That's probably what they meant. I'm really bad at folding clothes. My mom even told me the other day, she goes, you got to start just hanging them up or something.
I don't know why. Like, man... I want to put a poll on Instagram after this about who folds their shirts and who hangs their shirts. I don't know fucking anyone who folds their shirts.
Life's a lot easier if you hang them, that's for sure.
Yeah, why don't you hang your shirts? You have the biggest closet.
You want to know the reason why is I don't have any hangers right now because you used all of our extra hangers in that front closet.
Well, those hangers suck for shirts because they're like felt, so they just like stick to the fabric in the shirt.
Whatever, man.
If you're in... empty, do you fill up with fuel at night or in the morning?
I'm guessing they meant on.
Yeah, if your vehicle's on empty, do you fill up fuel at night?
I definitely would rather do it at night than go in the morning.
Honestly, there isn't much better feeling. Well, there is, but like it is nice when you wake up, go to your vehicle, and you got a full tank of gas.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's the best feeling in the world.
It is actually one of them.
Ever.
It is fucking one of them.
Sure.
And one of the shittiest is actually when you wake up and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to be late now because I'm empty. Fuel.
Yeah. Is stealing to... feed a starving child wrong?
Jesus.
Is that an
intellectual question or a dumbass question?
That's an intellectual one. We're not really moral police.
Honestly, I'm going to say right now, stealing to feed a starving child is okay.
You know what? I'm going to give you an asterisk here and say it is okay as long as, like, say you're not a drug addict or something.
Sure.
Like if you...
Yeah, if there's an actual reason why you can't afford to feed that baby.
Yeah.
But like if you're like, yeah, good call.
Yeah, you can't be a fucking scumbag and steal and be a fucking douche canoe.
Yeah, if you brought a baby in this world, you should be able to take care of it. And if there's a reason why you can't, that isn't a like legit psychological reason or like a reason that like happened in like a shitty way that was just bad luck, then you...
Yeah, there's... Yeah, a lot of answers to that one. This one, we'll try to keep this as short as possible because I know you like talking a lot about golf, Kale. What do you guys score in golf and what is fab course? I'm guessing they meant fave. I typically score around 95. Yeah. My best round last year was an 85.
Fuck yeah.
And my favorite course I ever did, I think, was Mountainside in Invermere.
That was
by far my favorite one.
You golf so good there. No, you golf good at...
No, it was Mountainside.
Okay, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, When I golfed a lot, so I used to work at a golf course, and I golf every single day the same course, so you score better. I was shooting, like, 2 or 3 over par. But towards, like, nowadays, I'll probably shoot... I shoot around 80. I'll give myself an 80. Like, there's days where I'll shoot, like, low 80s, even high 90s, so I'm going to say, like, an 81, 82, probably like a 10 handicap. Favorite course, honestly, yeah, probably Mountainside.
Yeah.
I haven't had the courtesy of golfing Banff Springs, but I feel like that would be my favorite if I was able to.
And I also wasn't able to go to Kananaskis last year. I feel like that might break there once we go there.
I haven't golfed many courses, honestly. I just golf local courses for the most part.
All right.
Deer Park in Yorkton, Saskatchewan is fucking sick. It's 100 years old. It's a sick golf course, too.
Yeah. All right. Kale, go ahead.
This you, question mark? Yeah.
That's me.
That's me.
This do be me, though.
Why is Nathan so obsessed with Avery Laurel and Hannah Riggins? I know who Avery is, but I don't know who Hannah is. Sorry.
You know, I think they probably put that in there, and they posted a picture of me on their stories.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. I sent you that yesterday. I'm like, why?
I don't know, man.
Oh, that's probably them who said this you as well, because wasn't that their caption?
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I don't know how to answer that, quite honestly. I think it's probably the roles are reversed in that one.
But why are you, Nathan? Answer their question.
I don't know. They just look like they smell bad all the time.
I love that.
Yeah. Stinky how much does the Earth cost?
Earth? You think they're thinking the Earth?
I'm going to guess so, man.
That's actually a good question. How much does the Earth cost?
Probably like $3,340.
I'm going to say probably a little more than that. I'm going to say, honestly, like, let's just think about how much money has been put into everything in this world. I'm going to say probably like 127 trillion.
Oh, $127. Snow or sun? Sun. I don't give a fuck about everyone being Canadian shit.
Snow sun. Or sun was the question?
Yeah. Like winter or summer, basically.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, honestly, happy medium. I like fall the best, so... if it's too hot, it's fucking, I hate it. If it's too cold, I really hate it. So I would say probably sun above it all, but I don't know, man. You can get fucking melanoma from the sun, so.
Are you both single? No. Both unsingle?
Both unsingle currently.
We're
actually both getting married in, we're eloping. We're going to Vegas. We're eloping.
Nope. I will never go to Vegas to get married. Why do people drink milk?
Milk's... I fucking love milk.
I hate milk.
I love it.
Milk tastes like water, but with cream in it.
More or less what it is, Nathan. It's basically just watered down cream. Good job.
You learn something every day, yeah. Hey?
No, I love milk. And this is going to sound really fucking weird to everyone, so buckle up if you're driving. But my favorite thing to drink when I'm hungover is a big glass of milk. How weird is that? It's just, it hits different. People think like dairy when you already have the shits. What the fuck? But... I'm not lactose, and I love milk, so I'm fine.
Why do you have a Saturdays are for the boys flag in the middle of your living room?
We don't.
We took that down. My stomach just hurt every time I looked at it. As much as I want to, like, embrace, you know, that side of this podcast and the personality that some people think we're going for, I couldn't have that in my apartment. I'm sorry.
Honestly, it was one of those things when we first got it from a friend. It's like, fuck yeah, this is sick. It'll be a sick background for our podcast when we start filming. But it just literally hung up on the wrong wall, and it was up there for basically no reason for the last 2 months.
Yep.
So we rearranged our apartment. And by that, I mean we basically just flipped where our TV and couches were to the opposite sides of where one another was, because that's all we can fucking do. And we're like, you know what, let's get rid of this. And now it looks a lot better.
Let's get to some dumbass questions. Get back to that.
But yeah, why are you rushing me, Nathan? We got time, bro.
We've been going for 30 minutes, dog.
Who cares? We didn't have a podcast people last week, so we got time.
The people do.
Why is Nathan an adult blonde? Grow up. That's facts, dude. Why are you an adult blonde still?
Genetics.
No, man. People literally, their hair color changes when they're like 18 years. It just hasn't.
Genetics.
You should dye it black.
I literally should.
You think you look like you would dye it black?
Charlie Hunnam.
Why is Nathan built like a thumb? It's really funny because last night you literally snapped me saying you want to see me in thumb form or something like that.
I said you want to see my impression of a thumb.
Oh yeah, you sent me a literal selfie because you're already built like one.
Yeah, what can you do?
I don't know.
Easy beans.
Again, it is a why question. So why are you, Nathan?
Another genetics one. I'm gonna go with that.
Is that your answer for everything about looks?
You want to ask me the next question?
Why does Nathan make my badussy dry?
Genetics. I don't know, man.
Hey, this is a good question. What do you do to cure hangovers? What do you eat or drink? I literally just said I fucking chug a big glass of milk, so there's that. Honestly, usually when we're hungover the past few times, we order either OPA or OJ's and just get a nice greasy burger in the system.
Yeah.
Lots of water.
You know what? My answer to this question is cry because I can't. My hangovers kill me and I can't. Literally, like, I go throughout a full day after a day drinking and I I just hate myself.
It actually is fucked.
I can't get rid of, like, I can't get rid of a hangover. I've tried all these different things. Like, you know, I was told once, wake up, take two Tylenol, chug a Gatorade, then you can go back to sleep. Wake up, drink a Coke, take some Tylenol. And people are like, it works for me. And I've tried everything.
Yeah.
Nothing works.
There is
nothing.
There
works.
Is a lot of options, and yeah, none have really worked.
There is a reason why. There's a reason why no one has been able to come up with a cure for hangovers. Do you want to know why?
Because they're all alcoholics who even try.
Yeah, how'd you know I was going to say that?
That's the only actual answer.
No. Yeah, if someone did, they would be the rich person in the world. Because I'm telling you, man, I'm getting old.
I think the best way to cure hangovers is to not drink so fucking hard.
Yeah. Drink pop. My beer hangovers are a little better, but...
Yeah. Wine hangovers are worse. I'll stand by that until the day I die.
Yeah.
But no, honestly, yeah, fucking... my hangovers, there's like a built-up anxiety in it too now when it's just like I fucking literally just want to cry. I don't want to wake up. When I wake up, I'm like, fuck, today's going to be the shit.
Last time I woke up with a wine hangover, I woke up in my jeans still in between a little slot between my wall and my bed.
I remember that night. That was wine?
That was wine. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, fair.
What is this thing you hate the most about Kale/Nathan?
We got this question last time.
Probably the fact that Kale's the center of the universe, and I just have to be beside him because he's the coolest guy ever.
That would suck. I feel like that would, if that was the case for you and I would probably feel the same way. So I'm sorry about that. least favorite thing about Nathan is probably, honestly, just nothing, man.
Thanks.
There's nothing.
You want to know what my least favorite thing about myself is?
Sure.
My hangovers.
I thought you were going to get, like, really fucking, like, deep there for a second. No, I don't know. I don't hate anything about Nathan, man.
Yeah.
I wish you said that for me instead.
why does Kale make my badussy wet?
Wet? Or dry?
Make my badussy wet from Avery Loro. Kale, you clearly have a big fan in her.
Oh, Avery said that. Was that an intellectual one then?
Yeah.
So Avery said I make her badussy wet.
Yeah, dude.
And she wants us to say her name because she did say Avery.
Exactly.
Loro. All right. Well, I don't know why, Avery, but I don't know if I should say sorry or you're welcome. I don't.
Just leave us alone.
Yeah, Avery, fucking go away, man.
Just leave us alone. what do you think about Isaac Benoit? Pretty cool, or he struggles to speak English when he's drunk. It was funny yesterday. We were at the Junior B game. And, like, we were sitting in different spots because he was sitting on the Wheat King side and I was sitting on the Bison side. Mm-hmm. And we would, like, meet up in between intermissions. And
fight.
I just remember seeing him. We're in line to get drinks. And you know how, like, when you, like, you know when one of your buddies is hammered, like, you know it? Mm-hmm. He literally puts his arm on my shoulder and he goes, man, you're just one of my best friends. And I'm like, this kid's, I was like, what did I miss?
It's so funny, too, because, like, again, Benny was with us. Fucking, he's been with us still. Every single night we go out, he goes out. And no matter... like, how much high his tolerance should be, he gets so fucked up every single time. And it's because, again, he's French. Like, he's his first language is literally French. So when
let's
he gets
hope,
drunk...
Let's just hope his future boss never listens to it.
Yeah, facts. When he gets drunk, it just goes right back to his routes. He cannot speak English, and it's the fucking best thing I've ever seen. So, yeah, Isaac Benoit, pretty cool guy.
If you had to be gay, who would be your dream guy? Probably my twin/long-lost relative, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Again, another guy you look nothing like, but keep telling
me. I see it a little more with The Rock than Charlie Hunnam between him.
Why? What's the one thing that makes it different?
Our facial structure.
Yeah? You gotta... You literally have a square head, man. The Rock is the most round head I've ever seen in my life.
He does have a nice circular head.
I would probably pick Paul Rudd.
Cool.
Yeah. Paul Rudd is, he's my dream guy. He literally has aged backwards, too. In Anchorman, he was literally old, and now he's not.
Yeah. Spaghetti or lasagna. They also spelt spaghetti, S-P-E-G-H-I-T-T-I. Once again, spaghetti? Guys, figure it out. I don't know how bad your guys' spelling is, but like,
what if it's all the same person who just is like, I'm just gonna make it
lasagna all the time. I think lasagna would be my, like, if I was on death row, which is, you know, might happen one day, I would probably take a lasagna. I'd be like, can I have a nice fresh lasagna?
Yeah, honestly, lasagna all the way. It's funny because I literally had spaghetti this morning and I am having lasagna tonight. That is so weird.
Dude, that's so sick.
I have lasagna fucking cooling off, thawing right now at my uncle's place. Who would you want to have your back in a back alley fight in your friend group? And for those of you who don't know the back alley fight, they mean
I think they literally meant an actual back alley by that.
Let's answer both. Who would you rather have in our friend group? And let's include, like, I don't know. Nathan and I have quite a few friend groups because, you know, everyone likes to
go. I'll probably take the French kid. I probably wouldn't mind Benny. Really?
I feel like he would get absolutely clapped.
He could get knocked out one time.
But. Would you take him to be your help at the back alley or in?
I'm taking him with both, man, because worst case scenario, you just throw some French voodoo shit on them and beats them up.
Fair. Honestly, I would take Shibes in the back alley nightclub because he literally, no matter what he does or says, he always just ends up making friends with the enemy at the bar. If there's someone like chirping him, or they end up just like dapping up at the end, they're like, it's all good. So I'd pick him to be my buddy in a fight in the back alley. That being said, in a back alley, I'd probably pick Cranny because he's ginger and they have fucking really fucking short temper.
They have superpowers.
And yeah, as soon as Cranny, I feel like Cranny would just fucking, I've never seen him get like beat. Even in like hockey, he'd never get hit really hard. He's just a sturdy motherfucker. And I feel like he can pack a punch too. Yeah. So.
Biggest regret from drinking. Everything ever.
Probably. Biggest regret from drinking?
Yeah.
Probably branding my ass.
Yeah.
I regret that. I have a scar for life.
I legally can't say my biggest regret, so. But literally every time I ever drink, I wake up and just hate it.
What is it? Can you tell me off the record?
Yeah. Nathan, be honest. How much do you like feet? A good amount. I would say a comfortable amount. I like feet.
All right, fair.
Comfortability-wise, they don't scare me.
I'm glad I don't have to answer this question because I have a way, way weirder answer than that. Kale, be honest. Why are you not comfortable with your femininity?
That's a really good question.
See, this is actually fucking bullshit because if I argue about this question, that's literally proving my point about me being not comfortable with my femininity. I'm literally sitting cross-legged right now. Come on, I'll admit that right now. I don't know.
I think you just put on this false sense of masculinity.
I don't think it's false. I don't think I'm that feminine of a guy, and if I ever have feminine tendencies, then I'll let it be known.
Whatever, man.
Wait, I don't know. Again, I really want to fucking be mad at that question, but I can't. I can't believe just going against the question. They literally caught me. I just got put in an absolute
wonder. Two more questions. Who is the biggest simp you know?
The biggest simp I know? Hunter Maximnook.
I was going to say you.
Well, fuck you, buddy. Hunter Maximnook is the biggest simp I've ever in my life.
I wouldn't lie about that.
You say Hunter?
You want to read the last question?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Hunter's the biggest simp I've ever met in my fucking life. It's not even close. I haven't met a single person in my life who does what he does when it comes to females. You ever heard the term hopeless romantic? It has a picture of him. In the dictionary, honestly, beside it.
We've said it so many times. It's one of those like speak into existence things where if you literally Google hopeless romantic, go to page 3 on Google Images, Hunter with his hockey headshot is there.
It's crazy. I'm not even kidding. It's actually
nuts. Go do it right now. I'm not even kidding.
Page 3 of Google.
Last question, which I love this one. I wonder who asked for this. Gotta fuck one, marry one, kill one. Ryan Reynolds, Abe Lincoln, or Shibes?
I am fucking Shibes, marrying Ryan Reynolds, and killing Abe.
I'm going to fuck Ryan Reynolds, marry Shibes, and kill Abe. He's already dead, so that one's kind of a wash.
But. Abe Lincoln, though, he abolished slavery, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Well, that's...
He's got some bomb facial hair, too.
He does. You should learn a little thing or two.
I don't have to, man. Everyone's really jealous of my near. That's what people were telling me at the hockey game last night.
Is that why you shaved it today? Because you're a little upset.
They're like,
about
that's
it?
A nice shadow you got there. And I'm like,
is that your 5 o'clock shadow? You're like, no, it was 3 weeks.
I actually told them, I was like, I just got to get back to the colony, the Amish colony with my near.
Jebediah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's Ask MF.
Also, just since we're on the topic of facial hair, I'm growing my mustache back, guys. It's coming back. A lot of you wanted it back, so it's coming back. It will take probably, honestly, like 3 or 4 days till it's back fully, so just stay tuned, I guess.
Fuck's sakes.
Yeah. All right, that was it. That was Ask MF. Good questions, guys. Thank you for that. Thanks for all participating. We appreciate when you all do. Why are you shaking your head, Bills?
It's just like...
What?
Oh, just so everyone knows, I'm growing my mustache out.
Well, I just... Everyone was curious. I got lots of DMs about it. In last podcast, a lot of questions saying, Kale should shave. I shaved. Now I'm telling you guys, I'm growing it back.
Definitely keep it.
Keep it. Keep what?
Keep the mustache for sure.
What do you mean keep it? I already shaved it.
Keep it.
You mean grow it back?
No, like shave it off and then keep the hairs.
So I can give it to you? But can you imagine if we actually just like glued a muzzy on you, how good you'd look?
It would be unfair. I mean...
You'd get so much dizzy.
Do you know how many people would be like, fuck, is that Charlie Hunnam?
Okay. All right.
Shower thought of the day.
Let's rinse off fucking what Nathan just said about Charlie Hunnam and the Rock comparisons. That might be why you end up going to jail. Somehow. Some way, that's going to be the way. Shower thought of the day. I'll start. The night, it's more just like a fucking fact, not a shower thought, but the night before a day off is way more satisfying than the actual day off itself.
Straight up on God.
Man, am I kidding? It sucks too.
Like, you know why? Because I'm usually hungover on that day off.
But even if we're not, Sundays suck because even though you have like a full Sunday off, like do shit, if you need to do things, the next day you work. And that's always my mindset. It's like, oh, fuck, I work tomorrow. Instead of being like, ah, fucking right, I don't work right now. I can enjoy it. I just think of like, oh, tomorrow's going to suck. I go back to work for 5 straight days.
I like that. I like that. That's true. Mine's a little more, it's kind of a bit darker, but.
Fuck, why do you always have the weirdest shower thoughts?
Because I don't actually think in the shower. I usually just sleep when I'm in bed.
What?
How did that confuse you?
That made no fucking sense at all.
I sleep when I go to bed.
Okay. What?
I was just seeing if you'd catch on to that.
Catch on to what? Nathan, explain it, because you just definitely fucked up, and now there's nothing.
No, because instead of me saying that I think in the shower, or that I think in bed, I just said I sleep in bed, and you actually caught it, so.
What the fuck, man? You know what? Just tell us your fucking shower thought.
When you watch someone switch from laughter to crying, it's actually quite sad. But when you watch someone switch from crying to laughter, it is truly horrifying. Some Ted Bundy shit right there.
True.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if I've ever seen that, but that'd be psychotic.
I've seen that. I've honestly done it before, too, I think. not gonna lie.
Right after I said, that's some Ted Bundy shit, you go, oh, I did that.
Kale Cosby. Nah, fucking, that's actually scary. That is true. That is fucking, like, or, like, crazy girls. No offense to all you crazy fucking psychos out there, but if a girl's, like, gets, like, dumped or some shit and, like, starts crying and... starts like laughing and cackling right after. It's so terrifying.
You've had that happen before?
No. Yeah. Many
bitches, times, actually. Bitches, man.
Back in fucking great. All right. Little grade 10.
That's it. Sorry to ask him after I egged on. But I mean, we had last week off, so everyone can catch up this week.
Yeah. Last week we needed off too, guys. Fuck. Thanks for not getting mad at us for taking away.
People did get mad. I got hate mail.
So did I.
Hate mail. Hoodies just came in, so those will be on sale soon.
Yeah. Fucking shout out to the hoodie makers.
Okay.
But yeah, they won't be that expensive either. So once they're out for sale, everyone come get your hoodies because they're actually sick. I was kind of scared. I was stressed. But
hoodies. Get the hoodies.
Why?
Boogie with the hoodies.
Oh, all right.
I'm out.
Last thing before we go, Euphoria. Nathan and I started watching it. We're almost caught up. We've already said fucking that. Sick.
We already said we watched Euphoria.
No, we didn't.
You literally said at the end of an episode one time.
We started last week, bro. We have a podcast.
You mean the new season?
No. We started Euphoria last week.
Dog, you're tripping, dog.
Peace out.
Yeah, peace out.
See you guys.
Kids, I'm your eager beaver.
And I'm Mr. Grizzly.
If you love politics
or hate politics,
then have we the perfect podcast for you.
The True North Eager Beaver.
Incisive political commentary.
We keep you up to date
and give you the political and media literacy you seek
to help you
cut through the bovine fecal matter.
Facts first.
Sound analysis.
Sometimes I growl.
Sometimes I sass.
We impart civics and build community.
And we share some laughs along the way.
Being informed
and engaged has never been more fabulous.
Or sexy.
Catch us on the Dean Blundell Network.
Or on our YouTube channel.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because democracy is something you do.
Hi, I'm Mercedes Nickel, four-time Winter Olympian and host of Dropping In, a podcast with Mercedes. This is a podcast where I interview a bunch of different people. I get the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as I share my stories along the way. Now you can drop in at droppingin.com or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. I'll see you soon.